It's the Best Mix in the Morning Show and the Daily Dish on the air now for Wednesday. Congratulations to the sexiest man alive, who, according to People magazine, happens to be Michael B. Jordan. He casually accepted the honor, saying, quote, "It's a cool feeling and a good club to be part of." Jordan flexed in the boxing franchise Creed and also starred opposite Chadwick Boseman in Black Panther, among other movies. 7 years ago, People magazine tapped him as one to watch in that year's Sexiest Man Alive issue. Jordan replaced John Legend, who followed Idris Elba. Before them came Blake Shelton and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. George Clooney confirmed that he once gave $1 million to 14 friends. He arranged delivery of giant pallets of cash to his closest buddies. Clooney told GQ magazine why he was so generous, saying, quote, "If I get hit by a bus, they're all in the will. So why am I waiting to get hit by a bus?" This happened 7 years ago, before Clooney married Amal Al-Mouden and had twins. So he just made bank from the movie Gravity, and rather than take a big salary, he and Sandra Bullock negotiated a sweetheart deal to earn a fraction of the profits. The movie made more than $1 billion. He chose 14 of his closest buddies, and Clooney said, quote, "They helped me over a period of 35 years. I've slept on their couches, and when I was broke, and they loaned me money too. Without them, I wouldn't have any of this." And Oscar-nominated director Spike Lee will be helming a movie musical about the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra. Yeah, the little blue pill has become a $3 billion industry. The song and dance film is based on a magazine article titled All Rise, the story of guys who launched Viagra. The history behind the popular drug among over-the-hill men is a fascinating accident. According to Pfizer, Viagra went into test trials hoping it could resolve chest pains. It apparently did not, but the male volunteer subjects refused to return their unused supply of Viagra because of its side effect below the belt being so positive. Marketing geniuses latched onto that positive element for impotent men. That movie musical that Spike Lee will be doing will tell that story, as well as the challenges that Pfizer faced in the 90s to convince lawmakers, Wall Street, and the Catholic Church that Viagra was not immoral. And that is the Daily Dish for today.